Om Shanti. Good morning. And for those who I haven't seen since Sunday, it's still the new year, so greetings for the new year. Baba's sweet Murali is amazing. One, because Baba gives us so much love through the Murali and explains the highest vision that he has for us and uplifts us to be able to experience that highest state. But also, Baba's love for us is such that he wants us to become equal to him. And so he explains all the things that we have to change so that we can become like him. So you get the beautiful positive picture, and then you also get a very clear picture of all the things that are not quite right and need to be sorted out. But he does it with such love and such power that we know that Baba wants us to change for our benefit. It's not going to bring any benefit to God or to Brahma Baba, but he wants us to change so that we can experience not only our own higher stage, but also we can experience what the future can be like. A vision of the future can bring about huge transformation. When Brahma Baba had a vision, then it was the vision of God, the vision of Vishnu, the vision of the transformation of the world. And of course he needed time to think about it, because there was nobody else who could explain anything about it to him. So he went away to reflect on everything, and as a result of that was able to surrender everything. And so it's very interesting that today when Baba gives us a vision of ourselves, for example, many, many beautiful things today, but one particular sentence, how does Baba see you? You're not an angel yet, but Baba sees you as an angel. But also, Baba sees you in that future royal stage, and we have to do the same for others. Baba says charity begins at home. There are certain English expressions that Baba loves, and charity begins at home was used by Sakar Baba and also by Avyakt Baba. And so yes, charity begins at home first here, but also then the ones with whom we are interacting on a daily basis, whether it's at home or at the center, but where there is constant interaction. Baba said, can you have that same vision for each one of them so that you see them with that vision of an angel? Doesn't matter what they're doing now, just as Baba doesn't see anything else except your higher stage. If you love Baba, and Baba's commented that the double foreigners especially love Brahma Baba a great deal, and I think it's because in the 50s, when they were in the days of Abu, early days, 50, 51, when Baba would take them into the mountains for meditation, it was a time when Baba, afterwards very often, Baba would ask them, what did you experience? And they would have different experiences, and Baba would sometimes say, well, this is what Baba was wanting you to experience, and sometimes it matched and sometimes it didn't. But this particular time, Baba giving drishti on the mountains outside, because the only place where they had class was, you know, the little office where Ishudadi used to sit. Just imagine, that was the only place for class. The history hall was built much later. And so they'd go to the mountains for meditation. And it was very quiet in those days. Abu was literally a little village, even in the 60s. So in the 50s, it was really nothing. And this time, they were asking Baba, "Baba, where were you?" Because they felt that Baba wasn't there physically with them. He was physically there, but there was something else happening. Baba wasn't there. And so Baba said, "Baba's not only seeing all of you, Baba's seeing all the children who are yet to come." And so many Baba's children from abroad who are instruments were physically born in the 50s, early 50s in particular. And so it was definitely Baba already giving them visions, already giving them an awakening and preparing them for what was to come later. So Baba sees everything in all three aspects of time. But Brahma Baba also, once he had the vision of what Baba had shown him, that you are Vishnu, you are this, you are he, there was such a dramatic transformation very, very quickly. So Baba says, from Brahma to Vishnu takes a second, and then from Vishnu to Brahma takes 84 births. But this transformation was there, and through the Sakaram release especially, you keep hearing Baba pointing to the image of Lakshmi and Narayan and commenting on that, that we are going to become this. This is our future tomorrow, not far away, just tomorrow, it's just ahead. And so, question, to what extent do I see my own perfect form and keep a vision of my own perfect form in front of myself? And it's Baba's reminded us of all our perfect stages, the angelic stage, but also the stage in Paramdham, when it's this family, these souls who are closest to God, just as you see the constellation of stars in the sky, and everybody has, every star has its own location. And so where is it that you will be located in Paramdham? Will you be the beautiful stars closest to the Father, or will you be a little bit distant? And so Baba's seeing that perfect form. And then Baba's also seeing the perfect form of the deity, the total purity and the royalty of that. Baba's described it in a lot of detail. But also Baba's seeing our worship-worthy form. When Copper Age begins, what is it that happens at that time? And so Baba's constantly reminding us of our perfect form. And it's not just one perfect form, but it's several perfect forms. And so whichever it is that touches my heart, if I can make effort to remove the gap between now and that future, then that intense attention, which is intense effort, will allow that gap to be reduced and the soul becomes that. So Baba spoken about becoming like the Father, and in particular in terms of the state of purity. And purity, Baba has given a long list of the things that Baba wants to see. Purity in our thoughts, in our words, in our actions, in our awareness, in our attitude, in our vision, in our behavior, and through that, of course, all these different aspects of purity, and a world of purity is created. So keep seeing your own perfect form so that you're continually inspired to move forward and attain that stage. And so on the one side, it's all the beautiful things that Baba's spoken about, and understanding that royalty is not crowns and jewels and garments, but it is actually the purity. And so Baba equating purity is personality, is royalty. And so that's the most important message in terms of becoming like the Father, to be as pure as the Father. And in that stage, with us, that total purity, then all the qualifications of Baba also emerge. The stage of being merciful, the stage of being the great donor, the stage of uplifting others, being the benefactor. But the foundation is pure thoughts, thoughts of jnana, thoughts of truth. And when we have pure thoughts, then all these other things begin to happen. And on the other side, three things that Baba said we need to give attention to and remove them totally. One is jealousy, and the other one is feelings of dislike for anyone, and the third one is criticism. And Baba hasn't elaborated on it too much because it's part of the very short blessing at the end. But you heard it from Baba before, I think. But when I first heard, but you heard it from Baba before, I think. But when I first heard the root cause of jealousy, I really had to stop and reflect on it. And I first heard it from Dadi Janki in the early 80s. And Dadi said, she asked, there was a small group of us, and she asked a question, what is it that creates jealousy? And we all gave our different answers. And her answer was totally different. And she said, it's laziness. We were a bit surprised. Laziness, jealousy. And then she explained, I'm seeing the result of somebody else's effort, and I think, well, why don't I have that? But in fact, they've made the effort at the time when it was needed, and so they're experiencing the reward. And when it was time for me to make that effort, I didn't do it. At that time, I was lazy. And so because of my laziness, I don't have it. But now I'm looking at the results of something that somebody else has, and I'm saying, why? But in fact, it's because when it was time to make that effort, I didn't make it. And so it was laziness on my part. And you see somebody's garden, and you see how beautiful it is, and you look at your garden, and it's just a mess. And you realize that, well, when they were digging the garden and they were planting the bulbs or the seeds, you just sat and carried on reading or doing whatever you wanted, but you didn't make that same effort. And so when spring comes around and they have beautiful flowers and you have nothing, then you can't be jealous, but it's because you didn't make the effort at the time when it was possible. And so it's a reality. I can attain everything that I choose if I make the effort at this moment, because God has no preferences. God is giving love to everyone. God is showing the path of fortune to everyone. God has given us the pen with which to write our own future destiny, and we all have it. And so why the difference? And if I want to come to that highest stage, let me do the effort that Baba is telling me to make. And then, yes, it will be there. And then dislike, Baba has said, it burns you up and it burns the other. And so don't see the things that are not right. See the things that are good in that individual And only when there's nothing but good wishes for everyone, not selective good wishes for this one and not for this one, but no good wishes for everyone, then that is a stage in which you're becoming like the Father. God sends light and love to all, but whether our thoughts are tuned to the right frequency or not, that depends on each individual. And so can I catch God's vibrations of love and power? And if I can, then I'll do the same for others. I'll be able to share those good wishes for everyone and not discriminate in any way. Another third thing, criticism. Again, Baba says that when there's negativity, then that's not just negativity directed outside, but it's negativity that's stored within you. And so, can I change that? And can I make my vision like Baba's vision? Charity begins at home. Can I have that vision of being able to see the good in each one? These are things that come up in bhakti also. All these three things, anybody who's deeply involved in devotion and bhakti will say, yes, these things are important to eliminate. But then one doesn't have the power. That's one aspect. And the other is that one doesn't clearly see the impact of what's going on inside and how that is influencing everything outside. Somehow we hear about karma, but we don't realize that karma actually begins with the thought. We associate karma with action, which it is, but the action, the seed of the action, is my thoughts. And so here's Baba teaching us every single day how to change the quality of my thinking. And through that, yes, then other things could change also. And something that Baba's amused at, Baba has mentioned. And what is amusing for Baba is that Baba's seeing that when we don't want to make effort, we're not willing to give full attention to the transformation I need to go through, then we dismiss something wrong we've done and we say, well, you know, it's my sanskar or it's my nature. And I was saying, well, how come? Surely you're not the body, you're the soul. And yes, everybody would accept I'm a soul. So what are the original qualities of the soul? It's none of this other stuff, which is Ravan's stuff. That came much later on. The original qualities, the sanskars of the soul, are the purity, the peace, the love, the truth, and so on. And so when you say, well, what can I do, my sanskar? Well, it's just an excuse, because my original sanskar is a sanskar of purity. And then the other thing, swabhav. Baba has taken this up, this word swabhav. Bhav, intention. Bhavna, feelings. But bhav, intention. And so swa, the original self. And so swabhav. What was my original nature? Swabhav is usually translated as just nature, but in this case, it's also intention. Bhav is intention. And so swabhav, what was your original nature? Remember that. And so you can't say that, well, I'm a bit impatient, but that's how I am, so you'll have to just accept me as I am. When we say, well, what can I do about it? It's my nature. We're making it an excuse for ourselves, but also we're making it an excuse for somebody else to say, okay, never mind, that's how she is. But no, I don't accept that Ravan's qualities are my qualities. They came much later. Can I come back to my original sanskaras and original nature? And so then I won't cause Baba amusement. Baba's saying that, you know, so many things go on and all these are cartoons. So don't take any of it seriously. Don't get trapped by any of that. Stay up above. And in that stage of being up above, yes, the power of love will allow you to remove all weaknesses and come to your own perfect stage. And so that stage in which really out of love, and Baba said that when you love someone, then you want to become like them, you want to do the things that they love. And surely you want to be close to Baba in Paramdham, and you want to be close to Brahma Baba throughout the cycle. And if you want to be close, then there has to be some equality. It can't be a big, big gap. And so let there be such love. And the love that the double foreigners have for Baba is a special love, because Baba specially chose them and found them and made them belong to him. And so a beautiful murali of love. But also within the same murali, Baba explaining the things that we need to do.